But Tommy Berry is online. He's made his way back into Sydney after winning the Wagga Wagga Gold Cup yesterday with Abdon. Well done to you, Tommy.
Yeah, thank you very much, Andrew. I appreciate that. It was a good couple of days, and I always enjoy getting to Wagga. It's a great carnival, and now getting ready for Randwick. So busy weekend.
And Tommy, in regard to the whole case around Ty England, we've spoken about the first lot last night of the chairman's sale, and he was there last night with Aaron. And I know Blake McDougall, who won the inaugural William Farrer Ty England medal for the 2 days of Wagga, was absolutely overjoyed by winning such a medal. Ty England was very present in your interview after the race there yesterday.
Yeah, he was. I guess ever since I've been riding and going to Wagga, Ty's been there the whole time, and Ty's sort of the face of Wagga down there with Tim Clark there. That's where they're from, and so whenever I think of Wagga or think of even riding at Wagga, it's always where Ty's from, and he obviously won the cup in the same colours last year. So I went there over the 2 days hoping to win his medal, which was unfortunate that I didn't. But it was nice to come away with winning the cup, and it was very special. Ty's family was there, and it was good to catch up with them, and then obviously see trapeze artists' lot go through in the first there and make as much money as it did for Ty. It's very good for him and his family.
Mm. And Ty's getting on with things now. He's starting to enjoy his life again.
Yeah, he is. I guess it's acceptance and realising, where he's at and where he's got to go. And he's a very positive person. He's very strong. He's a lot stronger than I know I ever could be. And, I had lunch with him last week, and he's got a few things happening in his life going forward. And, he's as I said, a very positive person, and he's very tough, and he'll get through it.
For sure. You've lost a couple of rides, but you start off with Mossman Gorge in race two. You've more or less swapped rides with Billy Owen here. He's on the Team Hawks horse with a bit of weight there, but you've picked up a decent ride here.
Yeah, I think I might have even been booked for Hawksies, and they give me the swap, but that's all right. He's a very consistent galloper, this bloke. He'll put himself on the speed, and he'll be there right at the end, but obviously Hart Conquered, he's a quality horse in the race, and he's going to be up there on the speed with me. But, it just depends how this track's going to play. Kensington's played a bit different on different occasions, but it usually plays the horses on the speed. So, I think my bloke will have every chance.
Mm. Naboo, I think you've won on him in the past in race four.
Yeah, I won on him at Canterbury over 1900. And he's a really consistent galloper. There's nothing special about him. What you see is what you get. And he's probably going to get back in the second half of the field. But it was a really encouraging run first up, and he steps out to the 1800, which I think will suit him even better. And there looks to be a nice bit of speed in the race, which will complement this bloke well later in the race. Mm.
Kappajack, he probably just needs clear running from the turn to be pretty hard to hold out here.
Yeah, he does, and he might get that because there's a lot of speed in the race, and he hasn't got much of that. So I think there's only seven left in it. It wouldn't surprise me from that barrier if he ends up being last, and we're swinging to the middle of the track down the straight, because I couldn't really see him holding a midfield spot and getting in and finding that sort of trouble. So, as I said, there's very good speed there. He's obviously a horse that's got plenty of quality. You don't see horses win a benchmark 78 as a maiden. And then even his next two starts, he equipped himself quite well, and he's come back in great order with a nice trial at Canterbury, and I think he's my best ride of the day.
Our Rockabye Baby in race six, ex-Kiwi here for Anthony.
Yeah, don't know too much about this bloke. Obviously, being a Kiwi, he'll get through a soft track, I think, and he's got a little bit of wet track form there. He's got a lump of big weight, and don't really know too much about him. His trial looked okay, but I'd love to see him go around today and see how we're going forward.
Okay, Fragonard knockout chance, good fresh mare in race seven, and plenty of speed on here will suit her.
Yeah, I think what you said there is 100% correct there, Ron. She's a great fresh horse, and she's getting on a little bit in age now, but she's drawn 10, which I don't think will worry her too much. She's going to get back, and there's a fair bit of speed in the race. I think it's quite a competitive race. So there's plenty of chances in it, and but she'll be having the last run at them, and her trial looked really good that last 100 metres when James asked her to do a little bit, so she's going well.
Okay, and you finish with a couple of nice rides. Spring Charlie looks a very good ride in race eight.
Yeah, it is. He hasn't put a foot wrong this preparation, and I think you could probably make a case for every run he's had that he almost should have won. So he's done everything right, and he's going to get back from an awkward alley again. The only problem with this race is the speed. There doesn't look to be a heap of it there. Maybe something fast, Termrian, and it depends what Renewal does. So I think if Renewal jumps and puts a bit of pressure into the race, it's definitely going to help my chances. But my bloke's got a great turn of foot, and he's probably one of my better chances as well.
Okay, and talking about your better chances, well, you can't leave this one out of Gassie in the last. I love the way he has a go and pins the ears back.
Yeah, I've ridden him most of his starts this prep, and he's a horse that when I first started riding him, I thought, you know, he'll make a midweek horse and that will be about it. And then he won at Kembla, and I thought, oh, he's probably got a little bit more upside than I first thought. And he's just one of those horses that keeps raising the bar and keeps improving every time. And as you said, he's got that great attitude where he pins his ears back and really stretches out and attacks the line well. And he had that really good win on the Kenzo last start, which I think gave him a fair bit of confidence. And he's got good speed, but you don't have to be in front on him. You can take a drop if, you know, his horse like Calculated or Clearest Jack really want to go out too hard. He'll be able to take a sit on them. And he's very strong to the line late and doesn't mind a bit of sting out of the ground either. So, he's in great form.
Okay, well, hopefully a good day for you today. What's the plan over winter? Are you going to go to Brisbane or anything locked in, or just see what unfolds?
Yeah, just see what unfolds. I'll go to Sko next week. I'm very busy there, and then just see what the opportunities lie. Winners, I'd usually have a few nice horses going in the winter, but at the moment I don't really have much there. So I'm very happy to stay home, but it'd be great to get to the winter and hopefully have some nice rides in the Group 1.
Lovely.
Cheers. Thanks,
good on
guys.
You. Thanks a lot, Tommy. Good luck, mate.